I think it's really designed to try to figure out ways in which we can help farmers not only adapt and mitigate to the impacts of a changing climate, but also to create a new revenue stream or income source for the farm. We believe that there are opportunities to create what are called climate smart commodities. These are commodities that are produced through a series of actions on the farm that are consistent with climate smart practices, whether it's cover crops, whether it's rotational grazing, whether it's drip irrigation, things of this nature that are already being embraced by farmers across the country. Can we figure out a way in which that creates a new market opportunity for them? We know that food processing companies are very interested in being able to tell their customers that the food that we're purchasing or that they're selling and marketing has been produced in a climate smart way, that it's not hurting the environment, it's helping the environment. And we think producers can meet that challenge and in doing so perhaps create a higher value proposition for them. And they also will be able to qualify potentially for what are called ecosystem markets, private sector companies that need a certain environmental result to be able to offset their environmental footprint can actually work with farmers to create that result and pay farmers for that benefit. So we put resources from the Commodity Credit Corporation Fund on the table at the suggestion and direction of farm groups like the American Farm Bureau and National Farmers Union and others. We put $1 billion and said, what would you do with this resource to advance this notion of climate smart commodities? Well, we got an overwhelming response, 1,050 applications for these resources. So it's not going to be easy to make these decisions about which of these great projects will be funded. It's about $18 to $20 billion of project requests for the $1 billion that we've identified. So we're in the process now of taking a look at these projects. We have a review panel of experts that are looking at the projects, rating them and scoring them, and eventually, hopefully sometime in August or September, we'll be in a position to begin announcing a number of these projects. And then we'll be able to monitor the performance of these projects, create the new market opportunities, and again, create that new revenue stream for our farmers.